221-8990, looking to raise $35,000 to finish out the budget for the first quarter of next year. And we want to wish all of you a wonderful Merry Christmas season as well.
It's for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. And share in His life. I got news for you. This is going to be a time in the next few years, and I already know in my spirit what's going to happen. Some, not everything in detail, but I already know which way this thing is going. But get ready for God to prosper you. But you got to come out of the cave. You got to get in your proper place. You got to be among the land of the living. You got to be there to be counted. Amen. Now, the life God intended for Adam and for us, let me go back a little bit here, was destroyed by the devil when they disobeyed. When Adam and Eve disobeyed, the enemy destroyed that life, cut them off from that life that God intended. Satan came into their lives, and here's what he's doing today in COVID. He's minimizing people's gift, their anointing, their call. They're hiding, disguised, afraid, shut down, don't want to go, don't want to do. I'm not talking about everybody. I'm talking about somebody. He's nullifying and destroying their very potential. He tries to convince them at this point in time that they are worthless. Let me tell you something. Even if you had COVID-19 or COVID-21 or 32 or whatever it might come, how many know God is still a healer? It's just like you had the flu. God heals cancer. God heals diabetes. God raises the dead. So what? But to see the devil try to make you feel worthless. Like you've been marked. Tell somebody, no, I'm marked by God. Marked, so what? So what? This was made in a laboratory. People got patents on it. And the devil is still a lie. God is still healing, amen? So he tries to convince you that you're worthless and that you are incapable. We just ain't nothing we can do with it. No, yes it is. See, because God has set a new order. There's a new order. I'm going to get to it. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. Just get it up on the screen for me quickly. There are two destroyers in the world. One is Satan. One is Jesus. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil's sin is from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. The King James doesn't word it. These words that we use today that we see here don't have the power or the authority of the original. That's it. Jesus didn't come that he might destroy. You know, when we say, well, I might come, or I might, you know, do. No. It had nothing to do with that kind of might. No, he came solely to destroy, like a laser beam, the works of the devil. And that's exactly what he did. He dismantled everything. See, the problem many times that the church has is the church is trying to become what they already are and trying to get something they already possess. Amen. You already have it. Amen. You are right now the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't care how you might feel from time to time. God didn't say when you feel like it. No, we are the righteousness of God, and it's not our righteousness. Our righteousness is a filthy rag. When you get self-righteous, the devil got you. because your righteousness is filthy rags, but his righteousness is what we say, what we're saying. We have a breastplate of righteousness that covers our heart, covers our lungs, covers all our internal organs. We are righteous because of Christ. We stand in his righteousness. We don't come in our own authority. We come in the authority of the Son of God. All heaven backs us. The government of God is behind us. Time for you to stand up and be counted. Time for you to stand up and let your voice be heard. Amen. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Now, Satan is a deceiver. In Genesis chapter 3, get that up for me. Look at somebody while you find it. Tell them, you are God's masterpiece. There's a song, He Made Me Who I Am. Don't let the devil fool you, and don't get it twisted. God made you just who you are. The color of your skin, the color of your eyes, the height that you are, the weight that you are. Well, you know, I'm gonna say that anyway. Sometimes we overdo it, then we get to the gym, you know. But God, my point is, God made you a masterpiece. Tell somebody again, I'm God's masterpiece. And you know what? I'm not trying to get complete in him. I'm complete in him right now. I was complete in him yesterday. I was complete in him last year. I was complete in him when I got saved. I was complete. I was made complete in him. If I don't grow anymore, I'm complete right now in him. I am satisfied. I am content because God made me who I am. You are his masterpiece. Nobody has your fingerprints. You are unique. God did that. But the devil is a deceiver. So when he deceived Adam and Eve in chapter 3 of Genesis, verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? The woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Let me pause there for a moment because I want to emphasize something here. People look at that sometimes and they don't quite understand or grasp that what he said. You will be as gods, knowing good and evil. They knew good and evil ever before they ate from the tree. They knew what God said was good. And God said, the day that you eat of that tree. So they knew the day that they eat of that tree, it will be evil. They will become evil. But what the devil was saying to them, and they didn't catch it, and this is where he deceives you. He was saying to them, the day you eat of it, you will become gods, as God. You will be the one that determines good or evil. You see what I'm saying? That was the trick. God is the only one who can determine good or evil. No one else, not society, not the government, not a teacher at school, not a parent at home. Amen. They have their opinions, but the word of God, the truth determines what is good and what is evil. So he said, the day you eat of that tree in disobedience to God, you become a god, which so many people have become, and they determine, well, what's good for you might not be good for me. What's sin to you might not be sin to me. Everybody's a god unto themselves. And that's where they fell, because now they became judges of what was good and what was evil. See, a lot of saints live in that realm, that soul realm, and they judge what is good and evil, and you miss it all the time because you're soulish and you're carnal. You got to get in the spirit. Amen. Jesus said, I don't judge by appearances. I judge as my Father speaks to me. You can't read, amen. You don't know everybody by the packaging they're in because of the way they look, because the way they talk. You don't know. You got to hear the Spirit of God. We got to walk by the Spirit of God and by the Word of truth. You don't know. You'll miss it every time. And that's what's happening in the world. That's why there's so much confusion and strife and contention, even among the ranks of God's people. Well, I'm for this one, and they mad at you because you over here, you for this one. No, we ought to all be for that one. Amen. You got to lay all the foolishness down. That's a trick of the devil to divide your soul from your spirit. See, when he did that, what they did, I'm not going to read the rest of those verses. What they did, they covered themselves up. They saw they were naked now. The covering God gave them left. They were naked. So they covered themselves up. Like many today, and understand my passion, like many today, they became professional cover-ups. In other words, now they were fake masterpieces. Faking it. Amen. In other words, they left their original state. See, this is the new order. God's going to bring his church, his bride, back to the original state, the new order. They talk about a global order. No, God got another order, an order called Melchizedek. Amen. That's going to come into order. He's going to bring his church in order, and they are going to be the powerhouse that he created them to be here in the earth, having dominion in every domain. Amen. Don't give yourself up for all sad gloom and doom. No, there's a window of time God's going to give us to flourish, to rise, to bring in harvest, to prosper, to break through, to heal, to deliver, to set free, to build, to do all the things that then, I said, then when God is finished with what he wants to do, then when he gets his harvest in. Now is the time, for the night shall come when men shall not be able to work. Work while it's day. Stop dragging your feet. Get back your anointing. Put your crown back on your head. Put your boots on again. Get back out there and start walking that walk, talking that talk, doing what God called you to do. Amen. The world needs your testimony. When you become a fake masterpiece or a professional cover-up, you don't like yourself. Now, I ain't talking about the foolishness, you know, people that are just all caught up in self. No, there's a healthy love you need for yourself. How you gonna love others? You don't love you. You don't care enough for you. No. Love others as you love yourself. Your wife as yourself. Your husband as yourself. There's a love that's got it. See, you won't like yourself. Then you won't like, let me just get a little physical. You won't like your physical body. You'll be comparing yourself to, you'll be jealous of other people. So what God made you 7 feet tall? God made you.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.